The downtown of Niagara Falls is a patchwork of empty lots, abandoned buildings, and thinning neighborhoods. To attract badly needed new population, city leaders are pledging to pay up to $7,000 of each new downtown resident's student debt. Mayor Paul Deister.
They have to get over this mountain of college debt that they've incurred, not by doing something stupid, but like living beyond their means, but by doing what we ask them to do as parents and grandparents, and that is get a good education.
The idea is to bring vibrancy to the city's quiet downtown that's less than a mile from the falls. Deister hopes to create a buzz that will resonate with investors who may want to open new businesses.
20 individuals of a proactive nature moving into a concentrated neighborhood is a massive infusion of energy, imagination, talent, but also potentially buying power.
But Deister admits evaluating the success of the program could be tricky. The burden of proof is on his administration, and no other city has tried this idea before.
You can't just do something just to do it.
City Councilman Glenn Shalokian voted against the measure. He says the city should spend its money on the people and businesses that have stuck it out during the city's rough times.
Okay, you bring 20 people that stay here. How about the 100 that leave? You cannot just pick a certain amount of area and try to say 20 people is going to save it.
The program is the brainchild of Community Development Director Seth Piccirillo. He's 29 years old and has student debt himself. The city has to get creative to attract new residents, he says, or its condition will just continue to worsen.
If the market was going to bear this type of growth, it would have done it already. So what do we do? Do we just do nothing, or do we try to stimulate the market?
City leaders fear the population of Niagara Falls will drop below 50,000 in the next census. If that happens, the city will no longer be considered a city in the eyes of the government, and critical state and federal aid will disappear. For WBFO and AM 970, I'm Daniel Robison.